Welcome back, this is RB. If you like this video at any point, hit the like button. It's the only way we'll grow. And follow me on another platform, because I can get kicked off this one any day now. Let's get it.
Why are women more accepting of a woman who can sell sex, but are less likely to accept a man who can buy it? Wouldn't that be shaming your own customers?
This is so one-sided. I'm kind of against doing this. Thank you so much.
Wow, she pushed his mic back into his face. It's kind of rude. But yeah, on average, women don't like questions, like in-depth questions that make them think about things, type of questions that make them question their worldview. They really hate it. They don't like answering deep questions, and they don't like answering questions about themselves and why they do things, you know, why they did something negative in their past, their biased worldview, you know, oh, we're women, we do nothing wrong, and men are always bad. Anything questioning that, they're going to get mad and walk off or call you names.
Hate has been removed here. I want you to think about this for a second. This is now the third, fourth, fifth time where someone is removed from all of the digital town squares in one weekend. And now Andrew Tate, removed from everything. You're talking about TikTok, you're talking about Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Of course there was a conference call. Of course there was communication that took place. That's the scary part, is they can all collude together. They've done it time and time again, and they're doing it out in the open.
It doesn't matter how many people they ban. The truth is the truth, and people are going to figure it out eventually. Especially when it comes to these messages that I speak. Look, kick me off, kick everybody in this space off. Young males are seeing how women are treating them and how they're acting and existing in the world, how they're living hot girl summers, how they're dogging out the nice guy and going for the bad boy. They will see that on their own. I'm just trying to speed up the process so they don't get screwed over in the process of learning this about most women these days. But hey, kick me off. The truth is the truth. Look, people see what's in front of them every day. Can't stop young men from coming to the obvious conclusion. You can keep trying, though.
Just banning people they don't like. I'm telling you, that's some scary stuff.
So on another skeevy video with an all hate men narrative, I came across this hashtag. Men are useless. It has 10.5 million views. So of course, being curious, I wanted to see what hashtag women are useless looks like. I couldn't find anything at all tagged in it. So I did a little test and I posted a video on my page doing hashtag women are useless. Guess what? Yeah, you can't use that hashtag on TikTok, but you know, men are useless has 10.5 million views. So the bias exists.
Because there's money in letting women think they're right all the time. There's a lot of money in that. Think about how much money is made in this country from pandering to women. Billions. I wouldn't be shocked if it's trillions. Women are the consumers. So yes, everything is going to be geared towards women and pandering to women. For financial reasons. But a lot of women are so basic, they just think it's because they're so great and everyone loves them.
I don't like Andrew Tate, but we cancel him. But Drew Othello's allowed on this app.
I mean, he's going to have to start dating older girls. Like, yes, it's Leonardo DiCaprio.
No, he won't. Matter of fact, I'll bet $265 million that he won't have to start dating in his age range. He's not going to stop banging 20-year-olds.
I mean, yeah, it's biology. Let it go. He's rich. He's famous. He's handsome. He's going to bang the group of women that are the most desirable across the board. And they did a study on this. You can look it up. Men from 18 to 80 found women from basically 20 to 24 the most attractive. It'll never change. It's biology. It's nature. Get over it. You could try to shame these men. It's not going to work. I mean, they could try to cancel them, which I'm sure they will at some point. But what do you think that's going to stop biology? You think that's going to stop rich men from banging 20 to 25 year olds? Good luck with that. Me telling my boyfriend how I got hit on by 5 guys today. What are you trying to make him jealous? Depending on how long you've been together, I'm sure he doesn't care at this point. And fellas, if you're in a relationship and this would get you mad, you got too much of your heart in this woman. Don't ever give a woman your heart. Enjoy your turn while it lasts. If it ends, keep it moving. Life goes on. Don't get depressed. Don't off yourself. She not worth it.